Welcome to the Marketing Millennials, the No BS Marketing Podcast. I'm Daniel Murray, and join me for unfiltered conversations with the brains behind marketing's coolest companies. The one request I tell our guests, stories or it didn't happen. Get ready to turn the f*** up.
Why the hell does everyone and their mother want this water bottle? 5 years ago, this brand gave the same vibes as the office microwave. Sales were as flat as a slice of New York pizza, and the only people buying their products were 62-year-old men going on an elk hunt for the weekend. But flash forward to today, this brand is the hottest topic for every influencer, mom, girlfriend, roommate, and shitty coworker. A 110-year-old overnight sensation, Stanley's Tumbler is taking the world by storm. But this all comes back to the reason why you're here. Why the hell does everyone want one of those Stanley Tumblers? It's an intriguing story that opened my eyes to the human tendencies that subconsciously direct our purchasing behavior. What do you say? Let's get into it.
This episode is sponsored by Wistia. Wistia is the all-in-one video platform for business. With Wistia, you can create, host, and publish professional quality videos with nothing but a laptop. Try Wistia for free at wistia.com/millennials.
Founded in 1913 by William Stanley Jr., Stanley got its start from the first ever patented vacuum-sealed water bottle not made of glass. Early Stanley bottles were used by pilots in World War II, bulletproof, able to survive negative 70-degree wind chill and Category 5 hurricanes. The product was simple, functional, and marketed exclusively to men. Now in 2024, they're built to withstand a 75-foot walk from the Honda Pilot to the line at Starbucks. More on that later. The earliest renditions of Stanley's water bottles were even used to transport human organs. I mean, that's pretty insane. The product was a mild success. Stanley stayed in business, maintaining their slim market share. It wasn't until 2007 that they released a second product, a flask, legitimately 94 years later. Then 9 years after that, Stanley sent another fresh idea to market with their Stanley Tumbler, a 40-ounce water bottle with a handle and an ideal shape to fit in a cup holder. Then 9 years after that, Stanley sent another fresh idea to market with their Stanley Tumbler, a 40-ounce water bottle with a handle and an ideal shape to fit in a car cup holder. The idea was there, the execution wasn't. Sales were not impressive. Traction within their existing audiences was slim. The quencher was discontinued in 2019. Stanley couldn't rationalize the finances behind keeping the quencher on the shelves. But three mothers who ran a blog called The Buy Guide had other ideas. The Stanley Tumbler was one of their best-selling products with their audience. They couldn't just up and quit on the Tumbler. The product was perfect in their eyes. The handle, the convenient shape that fit in car cup holders, and durability that kept drinks warm or cold. In a last-ditch effort to save the Stanley Tumbler, the three women at the Buy Guide worked out a wholesale deal with Stanley to buy 5,000 tumblers. This was a massive risk for the women. They used every last dollar in their business bank account and some personal funds to finance the purchase of 5,000 quenchers. The women legitimately risked the entire financial future of their already successful business to save the Stanley Tumbler, a product that wasn't even theirs. That's how much they believed in the product's ability to disrupt the market. Within weeks of getting the tumblers, the Buy Guide sent one to Emily Maynard, a Bachelor alum and a niche public figure. The product went viral and all 5,000 quenchers sold out on the Buy Guide site within 5 days. The risk paid off. Now, Stanley realized the women were onto something and consulted by the Buy Guide, they launched a new website and an affiliate marketing system through which fans could make money by driving sales of the Tumbler. At the end of that first year, Stanley's revenue was $73 million, pretty solid, with their OG water bottle designed in 1913 still dominating sales. Now, heading into 2020, the women at the Buy Guide had some direct asks for the team at Stanley, with the most important being color options. Up until that point, Stanley was only selling the tumblers in their iconic hammer tone green colorway. I mean, for product used out in the wilderness in Canada, sure, maybe the color doesn't matter, but Stanley was working with a whole new market now. The Buy Guide had a heavy following of young mothers, with which hammer tone green wasn't up to snuff. Even though it felt like going completely against their brand ethos, Stanley agreed to launch a series of pastel colors more fitting to the female audience. And this unlocked the next level of virality. The Tumbler became less of a functional water bottle and more of a fashion piece. Exactly what Stanley was going for. Yeti, a billion-dollar brand, Hydro Flask, part of a 10-figure conglomerate, and Swell, a 9-figure brand, dominated the water bottle industry to this point. Instead of taking those giants head-on, Stanley decided they would invent their own category, drinkware. Then the virality really kicked in. Stanley's new drinkware approach with the tumbler had 150,000 people sign up for a waitlist to get their hands on the product. Stanley's SVP of design was even quoted saying, "As soon as we changed color, we started to change the trajectory of our brand and company." So Stanley took inspiration from fashion and style and invented the drinkware industry that now Yeti, Hydro Flask, and Swell are all trying to emulate. Immediately with this, Stanley benefits from the first mover advantage. They become the point of reference for the industry, the standard, and win just as much mind share as they do market share.
Did you know that adjusting the placement of lead gen forms on your videos can boost leads by up to 300%? That's a fact. I learned from Wistia's State of Video report, which analyzed over 90 million videos, 100,000 businesses, and 2,000 professionals to help you develop a more effective video strategy. The report is packed with tips on how to generate more leads with video, grow brand awareness on social, and engage viewers. There's never been a better time to level up your video strategy. Learn how to video smarter at wistia.com/state of video. That's wistia.com/state of video.
For years, men were Stanley's target audience. World War II pilots, outdoorsmen, blue-collar workers. But when the buy guide came into play, that all changed. Catered to moms looking for all the goodies to make their lives better, the ways in which Stanley reached this new audience would have to be drastically different from their old strategies. Their new game plan was rooted in a two-pronged approach to influencer marketing. The first being niche influencers relying on blogs like The Buy Guide and TikTok micro-influencers, and the second being big budget collabs with people like Lainey Wilson and Starbucks. Now, influencers in general have taken some heat recently in regards to their ability to actually impact the bottom line in partnerships, which is fair. That's without a doubt a valid fear if your brand and the influencer don't organically align. I'll give you a good example from Stanley themselves. Amidst their recent growth, Stanley partnered with the Utah Jazz on an exclusive Jazz Tumblr. This one just didn't make sense for me. Stanley was in the middle of making this pivot to targeting women and decided to stop and partner with an NBA team, a product with viewership dominated by 18 to 34-year-old men. But this is why I love marketing. It's all about the test and learn, right? Now, an example of a partnership that crushed for Stanley was their collab with Starbucks and Target. Every Starbucks within Targets around the U.S. were stocked with bright pink Stanley Starbucks tumblers. Within minutes, they sold out and were being resold for up to $2,000 on eBay. This was a genius partnership for Stanley in their push towards targeting women. The majority of Target's customers are women, and the majority of Starbucks customers are women. The alignment was there, and the success followed. In 2021, revenue hit $194 million, and in 2022, that number crossed 400 M's, with the Stanley Tumblr being responsible for the majority of that growth. But in 2023, Stanley really got its legs from a video on TikTok that went mega viral to the tune of 100 million views. The video was from a lady who filmed an incredibly candid video after a car crash in which her car was engulfed in flames. But inside the formerly engulfed car sat a fully intact Stanley quencher with ice still inside. The video went crazy viral. Stanley responded on social quickly, though. Props to their social media manager and president for jumping in. Stanley responded on TikTok with a video promising a new car and, of course, all new Stanley products for the unlucky driver. The response got nearly 60 million views and hundreds of thousands of comments singing their praise to Stanley. And I want to sing some praise to Stanley's social media manager and their president for jumping in and responding to this original TikTok promptly. A UGC video like this with 100 million views on TikTok is insane. Average CPM on TikTok is $10, so if Stanley wanted to run an ad like this that reached 100 million people, they'd have to pay upwards of $1 million. So outside of the direct sales that the video certainly was responsible for, Danielle's video gave Stanley 7 figures worth of PR value. And props to the social media manager for catching that. That's why social listening is so important. And the final revenue numbers for Stanley in 2023 just came out. 750 million, up $680 million in 5 years. How? Two simple psychological behaviors that subconsciously impact our purchasing behaviors. The first, perceived efficacy. When lots of people adopt a particular behavior or product, it seems more effective or valuable simply because of its popularity. This perceived efficacy is self-reinforcing. So popularity is interpreted as proof of worth. So basically the bandwagon effect. And number two, humans assess their own worth by comparing themselves to others. If you're able to get your hands on a product that someone else can't, but wants, you immediately will view yourself in a better light. That matters because this new sense of perception of yourself was achieved temporarily through purchasing the product. And since we're creatures of habit, we will want to achieve that feeling again. And the only way we know how is by doing what worked in the past. This is why so many people on social media flash their 8 Stanley water bottles in their kitchen. They bought one, it made them feel good. So they bought another and then another. Now, before you disagree with me, look in your closet and count how many pairs of shoes you own.
Thanks so much for listening. Tune in next week to hear more great insights from marketing's coolest operators. If you haven't already, please consider subscribing to the Marketing Millennials podcast and giving it a 5-star rating. It helps bring more marketers into our community.